word of God in the book of Joel, the 2nd chapter, the 28th verse, reads, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids of those days will I pour out my spirit." Get ready for the latter end. The winds of change are blowing, what is now will be no more. Due season has now come upon us. This is what we've been praying for. The windows of heaven are now open wide, and showers of blessings pour on us like a tide. It's the latter rain. Oh, it's the latter rain. Fathers, behold your sons, and mothers, behold your daughters. Their bellies shall be filled with the Spirit, flowing like rivers of waters. The dream now awakens, and the vision now tells of the words that were spoken by the prophet Joel. It's the latter rain. It's the latter rain. Oh, it's the latter rain. It's the latter rain. I am convinced more now than ever that we don't serve a God of the mundane, but a God of the supernatural. You see, when we worship Him in faith, He will always meet us at the point of our need. Dry, fleshly worship is not enough. Get ready. Get ready to be completely drenched and covered by the power of the Spirit. For He alone is our peace. God has all the power we need. The power to make new. He has the power to save. So today as we worship, I pray the glory of God will fill your life to overflowing with the latter rain. Fathers, behold your sons, and mothers, behold your daughters. Their bellies shall be filled with the Spirit, flowing like rivers of waters. The dream now awakens, and the vision now tells of the words that were spoken by the prophet Joel. It's the latter rain. Yes, it's the latter rain. We're waiting for the latter rain. Let it fall on. We receive the rain. We receive the rain. The latter rain. The latter rain.